FM, live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 24th of January, a foggy 34 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Just fixing my hot cocoa for the morning.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Well, we wanted to bring you in here, Captain Haddon, to talk a lot about, you know, the recent cold snaps that we've had here this mm-hmm. month, and talk a little bit about the operations adjustments, and then later start talking about some of the needs that you have from this point forward getting through the next 6 to 8 weeks through the winter months. But how were your operations impacted, and how was the demand impacted by the cold weather and the brutal cold that we had for much of the month?
Yeah. So, yeah, the cold has really affected all of us, this ice. We kind of have yesterday, which is not with the pantry related, but yesterday we have a leak in our thrift store where the ice on the roof is melting into our store. So the cold weather is just really affecting us. We've had a lot of people come in. The food pantry has increased. We've actually added some additional appointments during our food pantry time so that we can serve more clients. There's always a need in the pantry, of course. Right now, the need is that's kind of dwindling on the shelf are refried beans and boxes of cereal. We continue to pick up, you know, the bread from Walmart and Aldi's. So we're still able to give people lots of bread and lots of sweet stuff from Walmart Bakery. And then meat, you know, we're able to still give out meat. But, yeah, I expect that the demand will increase with emergency assistance as well, just because it's been so cold. We're going to see some pretty high utility bills.
Yeah, we're going to ask that kind of what you expected, because, yeah, it has been certainly colder than average and mm-hmm. snowy and icy out there this morning. So you expect that what to start end of this month?
Yeah, okay. Most definitely. And I think it's already picked up a little bit. But, you know, our most important thing is if someone's on a payment plan, and that's about to be broken, we really try to keep them on that payment plan so that that full bill doesn't come due. And interesting, they're doing some studies now to show they're tracking people who are getting assistance with their utility bills to see how that might be related to preventing homelessness as well. So yeah, it's interesting. It's really important that we get these people's bills paid, to prevent homelessness, not just for their own comfort but as well. And we do have, funds that people can. There's a what's called Lyon County Restricted Emergency Fund through ESB Bank that people can contribute to. Churches set it up. And they can contribute into that fund, and then that goes directly to helping people with their utility bills. or possible rental evictions.
Gotcha. And actually, Captain Haddon, we're going to be talking here about a special homeless count in Emporia mm-hmm. here for one of our interviews a little bit later on this morning. It is a fair amount of a tangent here that I'm going to ask you, but are we seeing a fair amount of people here in and around Emporia that either are homeless that are using the Salvation Army services here in January, or are at least at high risk of going homeless because of their situations?
Right. I think high risk is mostly, you know, because when they come into us with either eviction or those, you know, utility bills. So high risk is mostly what we see. We see a little bit of the homeless. I can't say a whole lot as far as just in the pantry. And then, of course, if we do, we try to give them, you know, the items that are easy, you know, doesn't require a can opener, you know, on canned goods, and it doesn't require any cooking. So, yeah, there's those kinds of items that are helpful on the shelves that we're able to give out to them as well.
Captain Haddon, if people are tuned in this morning and there may be some that could use assistance, what is the procedure to get that help from the Salvation Army?
Yeah, so if you want food pantry, you know, call the Salvation Army office, and they will set you up an appointment. And usually we do it the day before. Our pantries are on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoon. And so we give you call the day before for the next day's appointment. We found that works best, because if we schedule appointments out for a week out and then people don't show, you know, then that just created an empty spot for that somebody else could have come in and gotten pantry. So those are pretty immediate appointments. For rental and utility assistance, again, you would call the office and you would ask for the case manager, who can set you up an appointment that's convenient for you to come in. And you have to have all your documentation, which is a disconnect notice or an eviction notice. And you have to be a resident of Lyon County to receive our services.
Understand. Again, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us here on KVUE's Newsmaker segment today, talking about the recent demand for services and quite possibly the ongoing demand here through the winter mm-hmm. months. Captain Haddon, how full is the food pantry right now? I know this is a time of year where, you know, we've had the obviously the drive for food back in October to fill things, but we've seen an increasing amount here over the years where things get tapped mm-hmm. there really quickly during the holidays and now past them.
Yeah. So far we're okay. We still have a little bit of overstock on beans and corn. We tend to get a lot of green beans and cans of corn and top ramen, so we're good on those two items. Again, our other kinds of like refried beans tend to be really popular. That whole section of those kinds of canned beans we can always use. We did have some food drives at Christmas time, and those have really helped also. You know, just to continue to help us through the, and then cereal. Boxes of cereal are always needed. And we were actually kind of low on pasta this year, just kind of side dish stuff. So, but yep.
Well, you mentioned the thrift store having some problems mm-hmm. with leakage right now due to the icing and now the melting. What kind of shape is your main building in where you're at there, Captain Haddon?
We're okay in the main building. We've kind of bumped up the heat in the basement so that the pipes don't freeze.
Good idea.
But the major damage, there's going to be some damage in the store though. You know, it's a flat roof and somehow that water did not drain off the roof, so it's draining into the store. So yeah, we're kind of in that crisis right now.
What do you got coming up short term, and do you need to raise some funds here to make some additional adjustments and kind of protect that particular side of the infrastructure?
That will probably be an insurance claim. And then, like you say, just emergency assistance is going to probably be our biggest need. And that's where people give directly, you know, for that emergency assistance. We have a couple grants. And those funding cycles are going to start to be running out here in the next couple months. So we will definitely, you know, need funding for emergency assistance.
Okay. What other needs do you anticipate here? What are you asking the community here to help with here getting through the winter now, looking forward for the basically the next 8 months getting into spring 24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, just, you know, we love it when people have food drives and continue to, you know, bring us food for the pantry. Again, donations for emergency assistance. We will have another food drive in May, which, you know, will be the postal stamp out hunger food drive. But yeah, we're just trying to stay warm and thaw out and just meet the need as it comes into our buildings.
Well, Captain, thanks as always for your time. Keep up the great work, and we'll stay in touch and let us know what we can do to help.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us this morning. Chuck, on our primetime newsmaker.
All right. We need newsmaker guests for next week. We're starting to fill in the schedule, but if you have an event or an activity, cause, things like that that you would like to have highlighted, let us know. We'll get you on the schedule. Most of ours are open next week, 6 to